And we are back. You are listening to Your Health Connection on WCLK 91.9 FM. I'm your host, Patty Walden, and tonight we are talking about, I want to say love. It's a family affair, but indeed, this is Love Month, and it takes a lot of support and a lot of love to offer that support. Support for a cancer diagnosis of any type can be emotionally draining. And we've got a cancer survivor here tonight, Miss Annie McCray. We've got her daughter, Latoya. We've got Siobhan here representing Blue Flowers. Want to ask, I know, Miss Annie, you do have grandchildren. I wonder how your grandchildren took the diagnosis and or how they were able to reverse that and offer you support in this time. And how special was that for you?
It was so special. My grandchildren were small. Some of my grandchildren were small at that time, but the ones that was here, they never missed a hug. They never missed coming in and say, "Grandma, how you doing today?" And I mean, they really just stepped up. I was so surprised how they showed a lot of love too. And so I know that we have taught this to them, and I was glad to be able to see this. But I would like to say before I go, if there is anyone out there that doesn't have the support that we had, I would like for you to understand that there is a lot of nurses, doctors that will really shower the love into you. And there are other people in the world that will come around, mm-hmm. and don't be ashamed. See, that's the thing. A lot of people, once they get cancer, they're ashamed and they don't want people to know. But I have you to know that God cancer out cancer, mm-hmm. if you understand what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. So, and it's not a disease no worse than anything else. Mm-hmm. High blood pressure, diabetes, it's no different. So don't feel like you're contaminated, because mm-hmm. you're not. Mm-hmm. And don't sit and suffer alone. Mm-hmm. Get in touch with someone, and God has somebody for you. He has somebody for you. So don't worry about being alone.
That's good, mm-hmm. you know, because healing does come in different forms. Mm-hmm. And there are people out there who are alone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Physically, who mm-hmm. live alone, who don't necessarily have family out there. And we were talking right before the break. I made a note to mention doctors and nurses, because there's some wonderful
Absolutely.
Extended caregivers out there mm-hmm. that might not be your immediate family members. Mm-hmm. But I do believe that you are called into certain mm-hmm. types of service.
Right.
It's a
right.
calling.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And there are some really, really amazing nurses and other caregivers out
Absolutely.
There. So I really, really appreciate you mentioning that.
Okay.
I wanted to ask Latoya, mm-hmm. was there anything special, or maybe mm-hmm. both of you or all three of you, mm-hmm. was there anything special mm-hmm. for you during this process with your mom? Maybe something special that you gave her, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mom, maybe something that was special to you that you received that helped you through this time.
Mm-hmm.
Either of you can answer.
She always talks about that brown blanket.
Tell us about the brown blanket.
Yeah, she, during the chemo, and being that my mother lost a lot of weight, mm-hmm. she's so slim and trim right now. Y'all should see her. She's a fox. she's a fox. But she lost a lot of weight due to having 60% of her stomach removed. And during the chemo, she would get very cold.
Yeah.
And sometimes she would be at home very, very cold. And right during the Christmas birthday, I think it was her birthday, Christmas, me and the girls, my two little brownies, we were out and bought her a electric blanket. And we thought we were just buying her a blanket, but it meant something else to my mother.
Mom, why don't you talk about, you're on the receiving end of that blanket. How special was that to you, and why?
Well, I'd like to correct this. They brought, she her and the girls brought brought me a blanket, and I kept that blanket with me every day. No matter where I went, I had that brown blanket. But it was in stages. After I put the blanket down, my other daughter mm-hmm. bought me an electric blanket.
Oh, yeah.
And so now what I'm going through now, the electric blanket is has stepped in for where the other blanket. Because mm-hmm. I tried to wear the other blanket out. And now I'm trying to wear the electric blanket out. But, you know, they were just so wonderful. My son would send me flowers. Mm-hmm. And my husband was so cheerful when he would come home. Mm-hmm. And so I had a lot of things that I could look forward to. Mm-hmm. So my grandkids, they were just awesome.
And I think that blanket, too, represented comfort, love, yeah. comfort, support. You know, when we weren't there, just being wrapped in that love and that warmth and, you know, so little things mean a lot to people who are going through a yeah. lot.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to be an immediate family member
right.
to be
right.
family.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know,
absolutely.
There are definitely extended family and friends who we call family who just show up at the right time. You know, you
absolutely.
May not always know exactly what to say, mm-hmm. but just being there, just looking up and seeing someone when you're in the hospital room, mm-hmm. you know, when you get home and when your children have to be at work or mm-hmm. have other duties and you have those friends that show up, that's right. that's priceless.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Siobhan, before we leave, I wanted you to share with our listeners what some of the things are that you all do or that Blue Flowers does for the community.
Yes, so we have three programs that we implement in the community. Our first program is our Prostate Cancer Care 360 program, and that is the program where we're providing resources on the mental, physical, and spiritual aspects of prostate cancer. So a lot of times when men get diagnosed, they may experience moments of depression and different things, or maybe need to feel a little inspiration. So through that program is how we do that. And that's essentially our flagship program because it's essentially continuing the legacy of my grandfather. Mm-hmm. It's really doing really the same things that he did. He had a great diet. He was a man of faith. And so we're just continuing his legacy through that program. Our second program is our Bridging the Gap program, where we help men in underserved communities and that are facing healthcare disparities. So that's where a lot of our support through the prostate cancer research that we do at CCRTD. We're very helpful and instrumental in that. And that's what we call it, Bridging the Gap, to make sure that men are getting access to care. And our final program, which is our newest program, is our Prostate Cancer Care Connections, Education Connections program. And we are actually having a summit this September, which September is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. Mm-hmm. And it's on Friday, September 8th at the Commerce Club. Mm-hmm. And it's called our Prostate Cancer Care 360 Education Summit. And we have a lot of people that will be participating in that summit. Dr. Khan of CCRTD will be there. We have some other doctors that have signed on to give presentations and participate on our panels. So if you all are interested in attending, we do have a save the date that's out there. Mm-hmm. You could also visit blueflowers.org/summit for additional information. And I also want to share a message with everyone that's listening. What we try to emphasize for all men, especially high-risk men, whether you have prostate cancer in your family, if you are African-American or of African descent, mm-hmm. If you're over the age of 60, we try to emphasize that to start having those conversations with your doctor starting at the age of 40. Mm-hmm. Have those baseline PSA and DRE tests. They're extremely important. And if you are a woman that has a man in your life, please share that message with them. Thank you.
Indeed. And we just want to say thank you to all of our guests tonight. We appreciate you being here. We want to say thank you to all of those of you who listened and those who called or thought about calling. Mm-hmm. We appreciate you. We want you to remind you to get yourself tested, get, you know, no matter what kind of cancer it is, mm-hmm. get your life back.
Absolutely.
You've been listening to Your Health Connection on WCLK 91.9 FM. I'm your host, Patty Walden, and we will talk with you again next month. Good night.
Hello, I am Dr. Shafiq Khan, Director of the Center for Cancer Research and Therapeutic Development at Clark Atlanta University. The Cancer Center is committed to reducing the burden of prostate cancer health disparities in the African American community through research, outreach, and education. On behalf of the Cancer Center, I would like to thank you for joining us today on Your Health Connection.
Your Health Connection is made possible by funding from the National Institutes of Health and the Center for Cancer Research and Therapeutic Development at Clark Atlanta University. For more information, please call 404-880-6878 or go to ccrtd.cau.edu. If you would like to listen to this show on demand, just go to wclk.com and click on the Your Health Connection page. For Patty Walden and producers Dr. Kimberly Davis and Rob Maynard, this is Jamal Ahmed. Thanks for listening to Your Health Connection.